he could be the best player that has ever played the game, and you know, time will tell on that. I suppose you can never make that assertion until somebody hangs up the boots, but certainly he's an exceptional football player. He seems to be very driven this year. He's carrying the fight, I would almost say, with a determination and aggressiveness, like an attacking aggressiveness. When he sees a gap, he's just really going for that gap. And some of the scores, even in Croke Park, he's not kicking it over, he's firing it over, you know. And it's almost, he's putting down markers, and I think he's leading from the front, and literally. So yeah, listen, it's a huge challenge, but obviously there's a number of what you would call marquee forwards in the Kerry team. His brother is obviously in that bracket as well, and Shawnee O'Shea, and a lot of many other players that have been incredible servants that as I say know their way around Croke Park. So the challenge on that front is absolutely huge. But at the end of the day, all challenges at this level of the competition are going to be huge. You're playing in the biggest game of the year, and there's going to be nothing easy. We know what we're going in against. You know, Kerry's third appearance in 4 years in the final. They know their way about Croke Park extremely well. They know their way about Croke Park on All-Ireland Final Day better than anybody else. Maybe Dublin, with the exception of Dublin in the last decade or so. But they were probably contesting most of them finals with them anyway. So the challenge is huge. You know, that's I think that's the biggest barrier that you have to overcome as a team that's around the periphery, if you like. And I would say ourselves would be in that bracket, Tyrone would be in that bracket, Armagh would be in that bracket. You know, good teams and good sides, but trying to make a breakthrough. We wake up on the 1st of January and you're hoping things will go well, and you're hoping you can get momentum and you can build a team and build an energy. You know, Kerry and Dublin wake up on the 1st of January, and if they don't win the All-Ireland, you know, they'll be disappointed. So that mindset is going to be difficult for our lads to overcome, because that's what they're going to be facing. As soon as the ball's thrown in, they're going to be facing fellas that have been there, done that, and know how to do that, and have the knowledge and the experience and the tradition to back that up, you know. So that's probably the first challenge that we'll meet, and I think some of that will be played out before the ball is even thrown in.